Hello, this is Trish Schwinkler. I'd like to introduce you to Royal Diamond Jeff Van Blarkum as he talks about how he builds a leg after he sponsors someone.
I sponsored a guy. See, I initiated the activity. I didn't wait for Jeff. He's the guy that joined to do something he didn't know how to do. This is critically important. What I really get people understanding and really take them through is what to do next is exactly what was done with you. We're just simply starting the process over again with them and their contacts. It's the same activities, the same. It's done over and over and over again with different faces.
Did you have Jeff set up the appointments?
He set them up, but I told him how to get off the phone. See, I went with Jeff and met 6 to 10 people, did coffee shop meetings. And I went with the next one down, and I went with him. This is what most people don't do, is this part right here. And this is where you'll find your superstars. That's where I met Dutch. So when I first met Dutch, do I know if he's a leader or not?
No.
Meet somebody, you have no idea. So what's my job? My job's to find another one down that vertical and go do meetings with them, and that teaches them what to do on a first meeting.
Since no one else at that point has really picked up the ball and run with it, you're doing it with their people and their people and their people until you find someone like Dutch who's going to pick it up and run with it themselves.
That's correct. Well, it didn't take long to see that Dutch was a leader. How do you know? Well, Dutch is coming to everything. Dutch is calling you every day. Dutch is putting you in front of people. Dutch is doing everything you're supposed to do.
And you know what I love about that? I mean, people can say that they're a this or that they're a that, that they're a 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever. But what you're doing is you're identifying people by their actions.
That's real cheap. So leaders identify themselves. So after not long, he was doing his own one-on-ones, and now of his own follow-up meetings. And within another couple weeks, he'll be doing all his own follow-up meetings and all his own one-on-ones. And see, this is how we duplicate. Dutch will be a Royal Diamond. I'm absolutely convinced of it. This guy told me the other day he was born to do this, and I agree. He's awesome. The main thing was we did the work in the depth to find the leader.
Okay.
I met Dutch with this other guy. I never would have met him in my life. That leg was 5 distributors deep down a vertical, while most people would have been waiting for Jeff to do something.
Right. You're not getting these names, like, up front at the coffee shop meeting. You're probably not getting these names at the wellness preview. You're getting them at the follow-up meeting, and what you've already told them is, hey, we're gonna do it together.
We're going to do it together, exactly what the process you just came through.
So are you still looking under Dutch just in case?
Because I need 3 leaders down that vertical line. And we found the second one down. They're great. And so they're underneath, and we may have just found the third one down. This lady's appearing very, very, very good. So what the goal is, you know, you might be 8 down a vertical to find 3 leaders. You might be 10 down a vertical to find 3 leaders. But the goal is to find 3 leaders in that vertical line. And right now, Dutch is the first leader, really, and he's on the third level. This great business of network distribution is one of the only ways that they're really going to have the freedom that they want in their life to do the things they want to do, to go to those soccer games and to travel to Italy and to do the things. Most people are in positions now where they realize that, you know, they're beating their head against the wall and they're in their 40s and they're going, what's going on? What am I ever going to do to be able to do these things? And all I try to do is shed some light on that and show them, see, there's hope here. I try to give them vision for what this can do, but it's all with our help, guys. This isn't like pat them on the back, good luck.
That was great information from Jeff Van Blarkum, and now I'd like to introduce you to Royal Diamond Chris Gullo as he talks about building in depth and actually creating a leg.
Well, the last 2 weeks, I worked with someone specifically. I was in Palm Springs. I worked with someone that they're in my 4th level, okay? When I was out in Europe this last week, right, I was actually sitting down and talking to people that was in greater depth than that, 5, 6, and 7 levels deep. For a brand new person, they don't think 5, 6, and 7 levels deep. They're thinking where they are now. But I will say this, if you want to really build a strong organization, you have a person that wants to get the gold, you go depth with that. I mean, we're talking about individual, and we're not talking about silver levels. We're talking about, you know, individual levels. You go 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 levels deep on that.
Okay, so that's important. When you find a person that wants to run for gold, you're going to be going 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 levels deep, driving that leg deep to bring that person to gold.
I'll go as far as I need to go. When you find someone that's really hot and on fire, you work with that person. Well, it's like this. If you have a person that's ready to build this as a business, all right, the concept is they have a name list, right? And what you do is you go talk to those people. Well, the objective is just not to talk to people that they just know front line to them. If I talk to someone that they get really excited about that they know, I say, well, let's go talk to your people. And so that's what they call, you know, dive. You're actually trying to go as many levels deep, because the deeper you go in a group, if you find someone really hot, that's called lighting a fire, and they're just all over the place, they really love this, it'll heat the whole organization up. Everybody becomes more active. If you're talking to a person that says, I want to go silver, okay, I don't like to use that word, but let's say we go silver, okay, and we're still just talking to a couple of people they know by the end of the month, now you could throw a bunch of volume in, everybody just throws a bunch of volume in, and they become a silver, but that's not an organization. The only time you get an organization is when you have, they talk to 3 or 4 people that buy products, and then we go talk to their people, and they buy products, and you finally find someone that buys a wellness home, they're really hot on this, and they start expanding really fast. That lights the fire on the whole organization, including the original sponsor. And that's when you can really generate a lot of volume. The more distributors you have in a silver or gold organization, they're actually doing something, either buying products, and that's all they're doing, right? Or they're actually wanting to do this as a hobby, or they want to really build this as a business. The more the numbers are, the stronger the organization.